Donald Trump is on his way home after becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit North Korea. Sunday, he stepped across the border during a meeting in the demilitarized zone with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. After shaking hands at the Panmunjom border village, Trump walked across the military demarcation line separating the two Koreas. Then the men crossed back into South Korea. On Saturday, Trump had said the meeting would only last 2 minutes. However, VOA's Bill Gallo reports Trump's private talks with Kim lasted about 50 minutes, turning into an impromptu summit.
When the two leaders emerged, they came out announcing, Trump was announcing at least, that working-level talks had resumed and that the two sides had agreed to form teams, Donald Trump said, in order to, quote, work on issues. He said they'll be meeting in the next few weeks to see if they can work something out. And using sort of Trumpian language, he said, we'll see what happens.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said the meeting was an important step toward building trust with North Korea. White House economic adviser Larry Kudlow said Sunday, resumption of trade talks between the U.S. and China is a very big deal, but acknowledged there is no immediate prospect for an agreement between the world's two largest economies. He said the countries had reached agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May, before talks broke down in what turned out to be a 7-week stalemate. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed Saturday on the sidelines of the Group of 20 economic summit in Japan to restart negotiations. But Kudlow assessed that the last 10% could be the toughest, with such unresolved issues as cyber attacks and Chinese demands that U.S. companies turn over proprietary technology. This is VOA News. The Taliban and the United States are both said to be making serious efforts to conclude a draft text that could lay the groundwork for a political settlement to the 18-year-long war in Afghanistan. This is the seventh round of talks in the nearly year-long dialogue. The discussions in Qatar continued uninterrupted for almost 12 hours on the opening day Sunday, according to the spokesman for the Taliban's negotiating team. He told VOA on Sunday that the talks are expected to continue into the next several days. Albanians headed to the polls Sunday amid high tension between the ruling and opposition parties and a tug of war between the country's prime minister and the president. The main opposition parties are boycotting the municipal elections, accusing the socialist-led government of Prime Minister Edi Rama of previous electoral fraud and corruption. Rama and his government have denied the allegations and insisted on holding the vote, even after President Ilir Meta said he was postponing it until October amid security concerns. The International Organization for Migration says more than 32,000 migrants worldwide have died or gone missing between 2014 and 2018. But those figures underestimate the true nature and extent of the problem, as many migrant deaths are never reported and many bodies are never recovered. Nevertheless, UN researchers say the statistics paint a very grim picture of the perils awaiting the hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants risking their lives in search of protection or a better life. The report shows nearly 18,000 people have died or gone missing on the deadly Mediterranean Sea crossing from North Africa to Europe. The remains of almost two-thirds of those victims have not been found. Rohingya refugees comprise the vast majority of the 2,200 deaths in Southeast Asia and most of the 288 deaths recorded in South Asia since 2014 were of Afghan migrants. 40 African migrants rescued from the Mediterranean by the German charity ship Sea-Watch 3 have spent their first night on land in more than 2 weeks. The Dutch-flagged ship has been waiting in international waters for an invitation for one of the countries to accept it before German Captain Carol Rocchetta decided to illegally enter the harbor in Lampedusa, Italy. She said she had no choice because the situation on board was very tense. She was immediately arrested, but the migrants say they're grateful for her action.
We are having a good time now. Yeah, I'm very happy. I said thank you to Sea-Watch, because if it was not to be Sea-Watch, I would have been a dead body by now. I said thank you, Sea-Watch.
Several EU countries have offered to take some of the migrants. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in